The Riodale City Council's regular meeting on June 17th held a standing-room-only crowd for the first half of an almost four-hour meeting. The majority of the attendees were there to support the Riodale Volunteer Fire Department after the city had emailed Fire Chief Shane Wilson regarding their intention to begin charging for the water and sewer usage at the fire hall, which is often rented out for private events. The city had initially provided an estimate of $7,000 in charges, but then discovered that they had read the meter incorrectly and the fee was reduced to about $1,600. In addition to the fire hall, none of the city facilities have ever paid for their own utility usage, and the costs have been spread across all of the ratepayers, which is a violation of Prop 218, which was passed by voters in 1996. Prop 218 states that utility customers can't be charged more than the cost of services to their own property, which means they can't be charged extra in order to provide free water to others. This has been the subject of numerous lawsuits since its implementation almost 20 years ago, with the courts finding consistently in favor of the ratepayers in addition to a well-publicized grand jury investigation in Sacramento County. City Manager Jim Stretch described the intention to begin charging the city, as well as the fire department, as being in response to an ongoing court case against the city of Davis over similar issues, and stated that Riodale was trying to be proactive in order to avoid being sued. However, the Prop 218 restriction against charging higher rates to customers in order to subsidize the utilities for others has been settled by multiple court decisions over the years, with the ongoing Davis suit only being the most recent. The adjusted fiscal year 2014-2015 Riodale budget includes, for the first time, charges for the water and sewer usage of the city facilities, the fire department, and the library. The council is looking for ways to reimburse the fire department for the utility charges. Currently, the city does not contribute anything at all to the all-volunteer fire department. Councilors wanted legal advice from the city attorney on how to accomplish the goal of not charging the fire department while staying in compliance with Prop 218. The budget approval was tabled until a special meeting to be held Tuesday, June 24th at 6:30 p.m. The city voted to extend employee contracts for 1 year with no cost of living increases. However, the extension states that if the citywide sales tax measure is approved in November, then the city will reopen negotiations with staff. The long-debated changes to the sewer rate structure were finally approved by the council. Rather than charge a flat rate of $76.16 for sewer no matter the usage, the new structure will charge a flat rate of $47.01 and then additional charges based on usage. Residential customers using 5 cubic feet of water or less on average are expected to see a small decrease in their monthly bill, and those using over that amount will see an increase. Commercial customers will likely receive an increase, with some businesses seeing a very significant increase in their bill. The city has begun the process for increasing the water rates as well. Video of the contentious meeting can be viewed at riodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf of the riodeltimes.com reporting for KMUD Radio.